the reality is that the vast majority of people out there recognise that we do need action to be taken by government for to deal with the growing and ever-growing crisis we have in the cost of living. The last budget, which was introduced here last October, done absolutely nothing for ordinary people, for workers, for so many people out there. It was an example of government spending so much money with so little delivered from it. And that's really been the experience of hundreds of thousands of people across the state. And, you know, I listened with interest to your predecessors speaking about the delivery that they have now and with the measures that have been put in place, which came as a reaction to the crisis that brought people onto the streets and brought, you know, huge turmoil to the country for almost a week. And then and only then did government wake up and say, oh, we actually need to do something about this, and only then only half done anything. Particularly, I think, of the farmers and the contractors and the people in my... I know lots of people in my own community who went out on the streets and who demanded that something had to be done because the cost of living, particularly the cost of energy, was putting so much pressure on so many people. But while government talks about targeted measures and you talk about the one that's going to the agricultural sector, what they have to do is they have to go back and look at what green diesel they used last year and get all the invoices and all the receipts for all of that and put all that together, put that in, and then look at 5 months of that. It's a complicated, convoluted way of doing it. And the reality is that government should be simply doing what sensible government would do, is look at taking down the price at the pumps for everybody. Because everybody uses fuel. The family that's trying to go to work, the family that's trying to bring children to school, who's perhaps dealing with a person with disability and have to take them to appointments, all of those people use fuel. And nothing was done for them. There is also nothing done for people who depend on home heating oil. And I know many people in my community who use home heating oil. Even this time of year, older people who you know, are in very cold houses, they need to use home heating oil, and government done nothing for them. And it's simply sitting back and saying, well, so the sun is shining, everything is fine. But it's not fine. And people are recognising that, you know, the government are quite prepared to leave them behind. We also, of course, have, as I mentioned, people in with disabilities and who are in difficult circumstances in regard to that. And that's where poverty kicks most. People who have the extra payments and the extra cost of trying to deal with whether it's a child with a disability or perhaps an elderly person in the house with a disability or a member of their family that they have years. And we've seen the people who are talking about, you know, adult children with severe and profound disabilities and what's going to happen after their lives. And they're all looking to this future where they're going to go over a cliff edge. And government has no answers for them. And yet the only answer they have is to bring in, When the budget happened, was tax breaks for the very wealthy and for certain sectors who were able to get the ear of government. And again, it's this, back to this thing of, you know, if you're well connected in this country, you've made it. But if you're not, you're on your own. And we need to recognise that, you know, if we're going to truly be a state that's going to try and prosper and develop and have a future for our children and our children's children, we need to put the resources in now. We need to invest in that future. And that investment is clearly not happening. We also, of course, have the here and now, and the reality that people are under serious pressure right now to pay for the high cost of energy. And that's why the government needs to do something which is real, which is substantial. We need to look at the USC, which was introduced by government as an emergency measure during the crash, which is still there and hasn't been taken away. We need to remove the USC for the vast majority of workers and put €500 back into their pockets. We need to look at issues around the electricity credits that was there before. We need to introduce those energy credits for people. And, you know, governments say, well, you could be giving that to millionaires and, you know, universal is a bad idea. The reality is that how we deal with that is you have a taxation system which deals with it. And that's what government refused to look at. You will have universal payments which will benefit, yes, everyone in society because it's easy to get money into people's hands, but then you have a proper and effective taxation system which is balanced, which ensures that you deal with those who are on the wealthier end of it. And that's where government, again, fails and fails and fails every time.